KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, or at least fair sky, 72 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today and a high of 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news this morning, a Union County man wanted on a warrant for driving while barred and leaving the scene of an accident was arrested Friday evening. The Creston Police Department says 44-year-old Jeremiah Parcher of Creston was also charged with two counts of possession of an incendiary device. He was released on a promise to appear in connection with a warrant and on $20,000 bond for the latter charges. Four men died and a woman was injured in a fiery single-vehicle crash southwest of downtown Des Moines early Sunday morning. Des Moines police said the crash happened around 2:30 a.m. on the George Flagg Parkway near the Waterworks Park. A Volkswagen Golf with five people inside caught fire, crashing into a tree. An officer responding to the crash was able to pull a 22-year-old woman from the wreck. Police say she was in serious condition at the hospital. The vehicle's 22-year-old driver and three passengers, ages 22, 23, and 24, all died in this crash. Their names were not immediately released. Elsewhere in state news, the mayor of Muscatine has issued a proclamation for a citywide face covering mandate that began at 6 o'clock this morning and will last for 6 months. Muscatine Mayor Diana Broderson said she's concerned by growing COVID-19 caseloads in the neighboring states.
Our numbers aren't terrible right this minute. If we wait till they are, it's going to be too late. People will be sick, people will die, and businesses will close.
Broderson made her comments during an online event organized by Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement. She announced her decision in a Sunday afternoon news conference and was booed by a crowd outside City Hall as she removed her face mask to begin speaking. Broderson told the crowd a face mask is not required outdoors when a person is more than 6 feet away from others. According to the Iowa Attorney General's interpretation of state law, mayors do not have the authority to issue the requirement that face masks be worn in public. Broderson said she's exercising the home rule authority local election officials are granted in the Iowa Constitution.
Mayors have the authority by statute to take control of their city in an emergency situation and make whatever mandates and whatever orders need to be done in order to provide for the health and safety of their community.
There have been 633 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Muscatine County, and 70% of those cases have been adults between the ages of 18 and 60. 44 Muscatine County residents have died from COVID-19. Participants in high school sports teams in Muscatine will be allowed to play without face coverings, and Broderson is granting other exceptions to her face mask mandate if social distancing is maintained. The exceptions include exercising or engaging in outdoor or indoor sports where social distancing is maintained, eating while seated at a bar or restaurant, and Broderson said face coverings also may be removed when a service like dental work requires temporary removal. The indigenous activist group Ceding Sovereignty is asking lawmakers to remove two monuments from the Iowa State Capitol grounds. The group held a rally at the State House on the 4th of July. Christine Nobis spoke in front of the statue that's described by a state website as a pioneer man and his son being guided by a, quote, friendly Indian.
This is not the story of this state. We did not have friendly Indians showing the way to people. We had settler invaders and colonial militias come into this state and murder their way across this country. This land is stolen land.
The group also wants the state to remove a Christopher Columbus memorial outside the Capitol. They delivered a letter to lawmakers that also mentions removal of a mural inside the Capitol building that depicts westward expansion. Kelly Buffalo Quinn said she thinks the Iowa Capitol is one of the most beautiful state houses in the country, but it's marred by what she called the symbols of white supremacy.
There are better ways to depict every person within the state of Iowa, especially seeing how this is native land, the Meskwaki, the Iowa, and the Lakota.
Counter-protesters gathered near the Columbus statue, but the two competing events ended without any violence. The organizer of the counter-protest says it was about standing up for the rule of law and not succumbing to mob rule. In other news, state climatologist Justin Glisson said Iowa was a divided state in June when it came to rainfall.
If we use I-35 as a dividing line, eastern Iowa was above average rainfall, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches in northeastern Iowa. Then we go to the western part of the state, drier than normal across much of west central and north central Iowa, anywhere from 2 to 3 inches below average.
course, it said one major weather event drove some of the disparity in precipitation and was the only real notable issue.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Cristobal that went through eastern Iowa that left over, 4 to 6 inches of rainfall over a 24-hour period. But if we look at June in general, yes, it was kind of a ho-hum month.
Although here in Atlantic, the month of June was warmer than normal and much drier, data compiled at the KJAN studios, your official National Weather Service reporting site, indicated the average high last month was 88, which was 5 degrees warmer than normal. The average low of 64 was also 5 degrees warmer than normal. Precipitation in June here in Atlantic amounted to just 1.58 inches at our studios, which was 4.24 inches more than the 3.4 inches drier than normal. And Glisson says the temperatures for June were not too far away from average.
Temperature-wise, we were about 73 degrees across the state, and that's about 3 degrees above average, so warmer than normal across the state.
Glisson said the long-term forecast is for warmer weather, and precipitation is called EC, or equal chance for above or below average.
That EC that we have for precipitation, that's somewhat concerning, especially in the drier parts of the state, because we do need to pick up more rainfall to start pushing back on these dry deficits that we're picking up.
Glisson said that there's hope the rainfall will come later in the month. Red Oak police report 24-year-old Brandon Lee Lunsford of Red Oak was cited in the area of 3rd and Oak Streets at around 3:40 a.m. Sunday. He was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Lunsford was issued a summons to appear in court and then released at the scene. At around 7:50 p.m. on Saturday, 31-year-old Madison Marie Bowling of Red Oak was arrested for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon in violation of a no-contact order. Bowling was taken into custody in the 2400 block of North 8th Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest at around 1:30 p.m. Friday of 59-year-old William Henry Hoffman from Red Oak. Hoffman was arrested at the intersection of Ginkgo Avenue and 200th Street west of Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Police in Shenandoah say a 35-year-old woman faces charges in connection with a police investigation. Authorities say Melanie Joy Bowers was arrested Thursday evening for driving while barred, reckless driving, and criminal mischief. Bowers is charged in connection with an investigation into an incident occurred last Tuesday. She posted bond and was given a court date. Iowa has reported another 368 coronavirus cases for a total of 31,611 to date. State Department of Public Health reported no new deaths over the past 24 hours. The total stands at 721, of which 508 had a pre-existing condition. Health officials report also 24,952 coronavirus patients have recovered. Nearly 841,000 assessments have been completed, nearly 335,000 people have been tested, and more than 302,550 tests have come back negative for COVID-19. Long-term care facility data show 20 outbreaks currently, no change from the weekend, of 559 clients or staff having tested positive for COVID-19, 422 have recovered, and 382 have died at those facilities. In statewide Regional Medical Coordination Center data, 151 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's 10 more than Sunday. 41 are in ICU. That's up 2 from yesterday. 4 more were admitted to a hospital for a total of 25, and 15 were on a ventilator. Not much change at all in the Southwest Iowa RMCC data. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.